Aleluia, oh. Aleluia, oh. Aleluia, hosana. Aleluia, oh. Oh, aleluia, oh. Hosana, oh. Hosana.
To sing a song. I never planned to sing it, but I want to give glory to God in all things. Amen. Can sit down, please. That's why I call him Lord. Amen. I was taken from his side when my Lord bled and died. The earth shook, all of nature's pillars cry.
Hallelujah!
Oh, on that sad and mournful day, the sun went down and hid away. When by blood Jehovah God purchased his bride, that's why I call him Lord, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, oh, I call him Lord, Jesus Christ. And I'm a new creation. I'm his flesh, I'm his spirit, I'm his bone. And I'll tell the world Lord, and we two are one. Several times I let him down, but my slide made his love more strong. From his side,
hallelujah,
royal blood did flow. Such a love world, oh no, such a love it could never show. He took the dark to bring him down from up above. That's why I call him Lord, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, oh, I call Christ, and I'm a new creation.
creation. I'm His flesh, I'm His spirit, I'm His bone. I'll tell the world He's Lord, and we two are one. For a sign just to show the world that my gene was celestial. From His side, royal blood did flow. Oh, that serpent's head was crushed, well done. Hallelujah to God's Holy One, who by His blood has brought me back to my God. That's why I call Him Lord, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, oh, I call Him Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm a new creation. I'm His flesh, I'm His spirit, I'm His bone. That's why I call Him Lord. Don't be two of one. Let's sing together. Oh, that's why I call Him Lord. We call You Lord, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, oh, I call Him Lord. And I'm a new creation. I'm His flesh, I'm His spirit, I'm His bone. I'll tell the world He's Lord, and we two are one. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that one more song. One sister requested, Yakanaka Vangel. I hope we can all sing it together. Amen. It means the gospel is good. Fire, fire, Vangeli, the gospel is on fire. Yakanaka. Yakanaka Vangeli. Yakanaka. Yakanaka Vangeli Yashi. Yakanaka Vangeli. Yakanaka. Yakanaka Vangeli Yashi. Chingurinda kuza kuti yakanaka. Chingurinda kuza kuti yakanaka. Chingurinda kuza kuti yakanaka. Chingurinda kuza kuti yakanaka. Rinde moto pangeri. Rinde moto. Rinde moto pangeri ashe. Rinde moto pangeri. Fire, Vangeli, fire, 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 Vangeli, Yashe. Fire, fire, Vangeli, fire, 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 Vangeli, Yashe. Oh, chingurinda kuza kuti fire, fire. Chingurinda kuza kuti fire, fire. Chingurinda kuza kuti fire, fire. Alleluia, Vangeli, Alleluia, Alleluia, Vangeli Yashe. Alleluia, Vangeli, Alleluia, Alleluia, Vangeli Yashe. Oh, chingurinda kuza kuti Alleluia. Chingurinda kuza kuti Alleluia.
Bless you.
Amen.
I don't know where the brother just doesn't, is not able to read
my English is so poor, so I can't.
Can't read my writing, so I'm gonna read it. Okay, his English is poor, but he can still speak.
Amen.
Okay, we have a prayer request. If we can just bow our heads and pray for this. Sister Juliet has an interview on Wednesday and a driving test on Thursday. Dear Heavenly Father, once again we come bringing this request before you. Your daughter has a need in her heart, O Lord, and she knows that you have the answer. That's why she brought it, so that the saints could unite. And if, because you said, if my people humble themselves and cry unto me from high in heaven, I will answer, O Lord. That's why we commit this interview. You are the wisdom giver, O Lord. And you are the one who opened the intelligence, O Lord. Grant our sister the wisdom and the intelligence to be successful in this interview, O Lord. Her driving test, also we commit it into your hands. We know you have done it recently with our sister Tara, and you are able to do it again, O Lord. Let her be blessed in this, O Lord. We commit the rest of the service into your hands, in Jesus' name, amen. We have a few visitors as well. Brother Kumbukani Mongo and Hope Shati from Portlish. If we can just give a clap to them. And we have Sister Mimi and Grace, Brother Ellie's friend from Waterford. Okay, God bless you as we hand over the service to Brother.
God bless you. Before we go to the word, I was enjoying together with you the last song. How we could fire.
Amen.
But the way you sing it, the civilized way.
Yes.
I don't think that this song deserves to be sang like you are singing it.
Amen.
So we must sing it in the spirit of the song. The prophet said you must get into the spirit. So if you go somewhere and people are enjoying and you go there, is that not the spirit of rejoicing? We need that when we want to worship and to get in the presence of God. Is that so? But when we need victory, we need the anointing. We need to praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we don't, fire. No, man. Okay, brother, can you give us a
Eri yakanaka, yakanaka, pangeri ashe. Yakanaka, pangeri, yakanaka. Fire, 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 fire
Amen.
That sounds good. God is good. Amen. Amen. Let's open our Bible now.
Hallelujah.
Now the heaven is ready to speak now.
Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 26. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we like to thank thee for this privilege you give us, Lord, to stand in your presence. Thank you, Jesus, for the anointing in this place. We can feel angels' wings touching our souls. Can feel your presence, Lord.
Amen.
And we know you are here.
Amen.
You are here to speak to us.
Amen.
To quicken us.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We believe that you'll come down and encourage us.
Amen.
Inspiring us with your word of victory.
Amen.
So that when we go out of this place, we'll have the victory.
Amen.
On the world. Victory upon sin.
Amen.
Victory, Lord, upon the flesh.
Amen.
Upon self.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we have some visitors among us, Lord.
Amen.
They come also with some requests in their heart.
Amen.
We believe that they won't go out of this place as they came in.
Amen.
You'll speak to them, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We come humbly before you, Lord, and ask you to put me aside, paralyze my senses, and speak to your people. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 26, 41. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing,
yes,
but the flesh,
yes,
is weak. John chapter 3. Verse 4-7. John chapter 3, verse 4-7. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again.
Amen.
May God bless his word. You may be seated. Once again, I want to come back on our subject. We're talking, as you notice, on soul science, the science of the soul. We got many sciences in this world, mechanic science, medical science, all kind of science. And every science has given man power over the laws, the natural laws.
Yes.
Every time man master a science, a certain knowledge of something, he got power over that thing. Man can even use strong wings, which is against him, he can use it for him because of knowledge.
Yes.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
I don't know how we call them in English, those ship with radar,
red
sails, yeah? You know that they use winds which are contrary to them.
Yes, sir.
They use it to push them in the direction they want, just by the way of setting the sails.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
What's that? Knowledge. Science. The eagle use winds. The same wind that scared the vulture, the eagle will use the same wind
Amen.
To take him up.
Amen.
By the way, he'll set up his wings.
Amen.
And you are eagles.
Amen.
God's eagles. Amen?
Amen?
And winds, you know, it's troubles, problems, sufferings. While some people can be complaining and weeping and crying, murmuring about what is happening to them, but some people can see opportunities
Amen.
In their trials
Yes.
and use the same
Amen.
Problems
Amen.
To bring them where they want to.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So we are talking about if all the sciences have brought man where he is, to go to New Zealand, it will take him now maybe 18 hours. But in those days, if Paul has to go and preach to New Zealand, it will take him maybe years to get there. But now, because of the science, men can go. We can talk to people as they are here while they are 20,000 kilometers away. As I'm preaching here, maybe some people are following me somewhere.
Yes.
What's that? Science.
Amen.
And if those sciences can help men to do what he's doing now, what will the soul science
yes.
do to men?
Amen.
If we can master.
Yes, exactly.
You don't find people out there speaking about the soul. They speak too much about the spirit, the mind, the brain, positive thinking, which is a lie.
Yes,
I'll show it to you.
Amen.
We don't have positive thinking. We have faith, positive faith, positive believing.
Yes.
Amen. Your mind, you can't think positively with your mind. It's corrupt. It's corrupt. That's why the Bible said, let the mind that was in Christ be in you.
Amen.
Which positive mind you can thought you can have? Nothing. The only positive thought you can have is God's word. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The prophet said, they tell you, put your mind on things and think that. See, the devil can do that. But the Bible didn't tell us that. He said, let the mind that was in Christ be in you.
Amen.
And Christ is God.
Amen.
When you got the mind of Christ in you, you got the mind of God in you.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And when you got that mind in you, you and God are the same.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So, if man with the science that's limited to his spirit, to his brain, to his mind, he can accomplish what he's doing.
Amen.
What can he do when he master the knowledge of his soul,
Amen.
Which is higher and greater Amen. Than the mind?
Yes.
Your soul is the most powerful.
Amen.
The most powerful thing that you can ever have on earth.
Amen.
Because your soul is in the image of God.
Amen.
Is the direct creation of God. As we saw in Genesis chapter 1, when God created, he created your soul. And he created with it by his word. Let us make man in our own image.
Amen.
So you are the image of God.
Amen.
Your soul is the image of God. And when God was saying that, your body was not there. Your soul is before your body. Are you with me? So your soul is before your body. And your soul will be there after your body is gone. So the most important thing in your life is your soul. Your soul is just your life. The essence of you. That thing that gives breath and energy to your body. That the essence of you, your nature, your existence. If God takes away your soul, you are dead. You are no more you. We'll call it your body. Your remains. They say that? Your remains. You are who you are because of your soul. As soon as it gets out, remains. Can you say amen? So you are not you without your soul. When I say science, it means the knowledge. Knowledge of your soul. And only one book can speak to you about your soul is the Bible. Can you say amen? So we are trying to get to your soul. That's why before that we were showing on Friday. And we'll continue this morning because I didn't finish on Friday. We're talking on for those who are not there, that you will know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Set you free. You'll know. So you see now, it's very important to know.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Amen? The knowing is very important. You will know the truth.
Amen.
And the truth will set you free. And every time man knows the truth about his natural laws, it sets him free.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And one of the proof was that you are not your body.
Amen.
You are not your body.
Amen.
This is not you. This is not you.
Amen.
I know that it's very difficult. But you have to believe it.
Yes.
If you ever want to be free from sin,
Amen.
From troubles, from problems, you have to come to the point where you see that you are more than the body.
Amen.
But because of sin, we lost the vision of who we are.
Amen.
And then we reduce ourselves to the materiality of the body. We start confusing ourselves with this. As I told you, you were here before this body was.
Amen.
And you will be here after this body is done. And Jesus here is very clear. He said,
Amen.
Pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And that which is born of the flesh is flesh.
Hallelujah.
In John 6:63, he said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing.
Amen.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. And they are life. You see, flesh and spirit. Flesh and spirit. And every time he speaks about flesh, there is nothing good.
Amen.
We can go through all the scriptures.
Yes, sir.
You see that there is no place for flesh.
Amen.
Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. By the law is the knowledge of sin. No flesh will be justified. Romans chapter 3, 20. No flesh. Can you say amen?
Amen.
No flesh. Be pastor, preacher, evangelist, prophet. No flesh can be justified in the presence of God. No flesh. Are you with me? So, God is showing, as we saw Paul on Friday. Let me try to read this before we continue. Let's first read Isaiah 40. We read it. 46. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. And all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
And Paul said about Abraham, as it's written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead.
Amen.
And calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body,
Amen,
now dead,
Amen,
when he was about 100 years old,
Amen,
neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb.
Amen.
He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief.
Amen.
Abraham, he was 100 years old. You know, 100 years old man, how he looked like. He was past the time to give life. He could not have children. As himself said, when God told him that he will have Isaac, he laughed. Can a son be born from a man of 100 years old? He laughed. That's why Isaac means laughed. Himself. But that laughter of Abraham was not the laughter of unbelief.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
He never disbelieved. He believed God. He trusted him. And here we got the testimony of Abraham saying that he considered not his dead body.
Amen.
He looked at it. The symptoms, everything declaring that is weak, finished, it's dead. But he refused,
Amen,
to believe that.
Amen.
You can't do that if you don't separate yourself from the body.
Amen.
You must come to see that this is my body.
Amen.
It's not you.
Amen.
The Abraham who refused to consider the body, he should be somewhere.
Amen.
There were two people there.
Amen.
One is Abraham and one is his body.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. When you know this, you won't let the body dictate you whatever it wants. We have been so confused. We are so close to our body. And we think that whatever desire, whatever need we feel in the body, it's us. It's not. There is many biological reaction and chemicals work going through this body, which is not you. And it's no more. It's exactly like having you are angry, being thirsty. It's the need of the body. Can you say amen? This is the body. It needs water. Because 80% of this body is water. And when you sweat, you speak, you move, you are spending, you are wasting the water. And it needs a replacement. And because of that, God has put an alarm in your body. When the water comes down to a certain level, it is a danger for the body. You must refill like a car. When fuel comes down, you have to refill it. That's why they put the, what you call? The boat? Boat? Huh? Dashboard. In French, we say tableau de bord. Dashboard, it's almost close. Dashboard. And on that dashboard, they put some warning light to tell you that when this is up, it shows that oil is down. When this is on, it shows that the engine heat is going up. All those warning lights is to help you not to let your car break down. God has put also in you some warning light. It's just for the need of the body. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But that doesn't have anything with your soul.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So you don't need to respond, to react to everything that's happening in your body.
Amen.
Now, contrary to your car, sometimes it runs properly, all those warning lights are correct. But our body was perverted.
Amen.
So Satan has perverted even the warning light. They use, misplace them, pervert them. So he start also using our body for his own objective.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Let me speak it a little bit clearly so you understand where I'm bringing you.
Amen.
I want you to come to a point to see that you are not your body. It's just something you are packing. One day, you'll take it out.
Amen.
As Paul put it, that when this earthly tabernacle is dissolved,
Amen.
We have another one.
Amen.
How many shirts you got, brother? How many skirts you got, sister? Not only one. And you change them as you want. As I was saying, if you keep coming to church with the same skirt for 1 year, we'll take you to a psychiatrist. And here we want to stick to this body forever. It's not possible. It's just a heavenly coat, a heavenly coat, which you have to be used for a certain time.
Yes.
And when you finish your time here, you'll put it in the grave and got another one.
Amen.
That's what Paul was saying.
Amen.
When this earthly tabernacle is dissolved, we got another one.
Amen.
waiting for us. Can you say amen? So if you change coat, if you change the body, so you are not the body. Can you say amen? You are not the body. The prophet say, you say, this is my hand, this is my nose, this is my finger, this is my eyes. But who's me? Is the intelligence beyond this body. Amen. Amen. And the Bible said, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walks not after the flesh. You find many believers, they keep walking after the flesh. All the reaction, everything they do in their life, it's according to the flesh. They've come to a point where flesh and them is just the same thing. That's why they suffer too much in their body. Whatever happens to the body, it's happening to them. And their sense of self-worth is derived from their body. I'm beautiful or I'm ugly. I'm not the way I should be. Because beautiful girls, they are like this. Who taught you that? The maker? No. It's those people of making their product to sell. Business people. But your maker, he created you beautiful. Can you say amen? You should not look at the opinion of people. So you see, you start deriving the sense of worth, self-worth, according to how your body is, the strength of your body, or the weaknesses of your body, or the way your body is. Something is very, very wrong. Physical appearance has become so important even to the believers. Amen. Amen. No, you know what? Ah, brother, me, I don't like to marry tall guys or short guys. Why? No, because they say short guys. They say who said? They who? We have only one maker. Amen. Who made us. Amen. We should ask his opinion. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? He knew why he made tall guys. He knew why he made short guys. Amen. There is a reason why he did it. No one of us was there together with him to advise him what to do. He was doing it by himself. So when he did something, he said, and God saw that it was good. Amen. Was it bad?
No.
It was good. And you today, you are telling us that it's bad to be short or to be tall, to be fat. What? And you know what? These things of fat, short, or thin, it's just according to views of people, opinions. Because here in Europe, people like thin, you say thin, ladies. But go to South Africa, Zulus are not like that. If you are thin, you won't get married. Go to Mbujimai, you'll see. If you are thin, you don't have any chance to be married. I come from New Zealand, I'm a missionary. New Zealand, Samoa, they need fat ladies. I'm telling you, this is real. You take those top models here, they won't get a chance to get married there. It's just an opinion of people. Understand? And what they are doing there, it's them. It's that their culture. If they want to transport it here, they'll get disappointed. They come here, no one of them will get married. So tell me, can we base our faith and our behavior and our attitude on people's opinion? Which is according to cultures of people? But we have God. We have our God. We got His word. His word is final. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You'll know the truth and the truth will set you free.
Amen.
I'm coming back to try to help those who are not there to understand what we did so we can continue, okay?
Amen.
Yeah. Otherwise, they'll be like, yeah. You are not your flesh.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Listen. The prophet said, What difference is there between body, soul, and spirit? So the body is the flesh that you look at that must rot. It was born by sexual desire of father and mother. It must rot. It's not good. Therefore, in the new birth, in the resurrection, when you are brought forth again in a new body,
Amen.
It will be God's creative power
Amen.
That will speak like it did to Adam and you'll come forth.
Amen.
Only the body of Adam was perfectly created
Amen.
Because God took it straight away
Amen.
From the dust. Are you with me? But our body came through sexual desire. That's why he said, no flesh will be justified.
Amen.
And Jesus came, born of a virgin, without any sexual desire, to redeem us back to that position.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Then he said, your soul, body, and spirit. Like I said the other day, this is my hand, this is my finger, this is my nose, this is my eyes. But who's me? Who's me that this belongs to? It's what on the inside of me.
Amen.
That's the intelligence.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So the one inside, that's me.
Amen.
That's why you say, my body.
Amen.
The same you say, my car.
Amen.
It's your car.
Amen.
You are not the car.
Amen.
But you can make the car yourself. You so identify with your car. That everything that happened, even someone trying to criticize your car is criticizing you. You got cross. No, he's criticizing some metal put together.
Yes, sir.
Nothing to have with you.
Amen.
But you have so identified with your car that if they insult your car, they've insulted you.
True.
No.
Amen.
Same with our body. This is my body. Even if you say to tell you insult this body, I don't care.
Amen.
Because you didn't insult me.
Yeah.
You are speaking about my body.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
I am different from my body.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
When you sit in your soul and you recognize yourself as a soul, you become invisible.
Amen.
No one can touch you.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing diminish your soul.
Amen.
lack of money, plenty of money, whatever situation, circumstances, it doesn't affect your soul. Can you say amen? And when you sit in your soul and you know that you are a soul, as I'll show it to you, then nothing in the world, no circumstances will affect you. But the problem comes when we invest ourselves, we put ourselves in material things. Then when something happened to that, it affects you. This is my body. That's why Abraham could say, no, even if it's dead, I still trust the one who created it. He can renew it again. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
This is not my end.
Amen.
It's the end of the body, but not my end.
Amen.
Since I'm still here as a soul, and my soul can still trust the maker,
Amen.
The maker can provide something else.
Amen.
If you are so good to provide me with this body, it's still so good
Amen.
To fix it,
Amen.
To repair it. Can you say amen?
Amen?
I have a maker.
Amen.
I have a father.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So you see, the body is not you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Are you with
me?
Amen. I want to bring to you this morning something that can help you from this day.
Amen.
As it is so clear in the message, in the Bible, that we should have power over this world.
Amen.
So, the prophet speaking about what I was saying about short and tall. He says, so Becky is kind of a tall, skinny sort of a girl. And Sarah was a little kind of short, little bitty fellow. But all of them are girls' daddy.
Amen.
Amen.
So this is the prophet himself in his house. He got children. And one of them is tall, one girl is short, but all of them belong to him.
Amen.
And he's proud.
Amen.
If a man can be so proud like that, what about our God?
Amen.
Who created us?
Amen.
God is a God of diversity.
Amen.
He got a garden
Amen.
With different colors of flowers.
Amen.
Black, yellow, red, whatever you have. But it's so beautiful for him.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So we must be in the mind of God. To understand these things. You see people suffering because it's so dark. I don't see it a lot, but in Congo you see it. Even men, they'll take some soaps and some product to try to become light like a white man. Then you see a black man like me, here he's very black, but here he's very white. What are you looking for? All this is because someone told him that black is not good. Who told you that? And then you find some white, they go on the sun, they want to become black. There is nothing to go on the sun. But if it's because you have a complex, you think that you are not right like that, there is something wrong. Because the one who created you, when you do that, you are insulting yourself and the one who created you.
Amen.
You are trying to tell God, you did wrong the way you made me. This is the way I was supposed to be. Why did you give me this, how you go? Color?
Complexion.
Complexion. Why did you give me this complexion? You were supposed to give me this one. That's why I'm going to take this powder and that powder and that powder to mix it together so I get that complexion you were supposed to give me. Insulting God. You are beautiful the way you are. It's the problem. It's just a problem of your mind. Let God bring back your mind. Come back in your right mind. You'll understand what I'm trying to tell you. Are you with me? You see what is happening with this plastic surgery? Because they don't want to get old. They are fighting something. And after that, at the end, you see that they can't. There is a rich woman in France. She got so much money. And she's got making this beautiful product. They've changed her face. She looks like a young lady. But she can't even think properly now. You know that? It's a real story. It's there. She wants to resist. No, your time has come. If you have to go, go. Accept to go. The problem is that you didn't know that it will come. But you guys, you know that that time will come. Can you say amen? But when that time comes, when you are ready, you say, no, it can come. You are not afraid. Can you say amen?
Amen?
I want you to be free from the opinions of people.
Amen.
Don't believe in your own body, please.
Amen.
Even if it's telling you that you are sick, refuse.
Amen.
Amen. You are not sick. It's bringing some information to you about sickness. But as long as you said, I'm not sick, you are not sick.
Amen.
By faith, can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Abraham, 100 years without a child, but keeps believing.
Amen.
Keeps believing. One day there was a brother in France came to see me. That, Pastor, this is what the doctor told us. He told my wife, that's lady, if you want to have a baby, change husband. Just like that, in front of the brother. You know how you speak here, you have freedom. You're right, freedom. So the brother was destroyed. He came to Brazzaville crying, weeping. I said, stop crying. How can you believe in a liar?
Amen.
I won't even pray for you because I have taught you the word.
Amen.
After hearing what I taught you, you come back here telling me that the such doctor told me, go back to Paris.
Amen.
Keep believing. God will give you a child.
Amen.
And today, he got two beautiful kids.
Amen.
I said, where is that doctor? Go and see her. I told you that she's a liar.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Don't believe in your body.
Amen.
The problem of us, we believe that whatever happens in our body, it's us. It's not us.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So stop starving yourself to death because you want to lose some weight. Who do you want to please? Your husband? If it's your husband who are telling you that you are so overweight, come and report him to us. We know how to deal with him. We know what is happening in his head. He needs to be fixed. Are you with me? Don't suffer, sister. You must know the truth. And the truth must set you free.
Amen.
When you look yourself in the mirror, say, ah, praise God.
Amen.
I'm a wonderful creature.
Amen.
The way God made you, you are perfect.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you believe that? And he said, your body, you don't realize that beautiful body that they are so adoring is going to skin worms crawl through it one of these days. And their soul will have to face God in judgment. Their body will be eaten by the worms, but their soul will go and meet God.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And he said, your body will die. It will perish.
Amen.
That's right. But you got a soul that eternal.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So you see, this body has to perish, but you got a soul that is eternal. Now, we spoke about the way people try to identify themselves with their own body, the beauty they have, or the so-called ugliness they think they have, whatever. But the most difficult part is when we come to the spiritual part of it. We Christians, we believers, we struggle a lot. We think that whatever we have come to do in our flesh, it's we who did it, which is not true. And although Christ has redeemed us, it's still difficult for us to live free from sin, from our past, and even from what we are still experiencing in the body. Why? Because sometimes we have been taught, or we think that once we are Christians, we are immune from weaknesses, from sin. No. Actually, when you become a Christian, that's where the struggle starts.
Amen.
Not before that.
Amen.
Before you are a Christian, you are just Satan's agent, a devil agent. And Satan doesn't fight his own people. Only when you become a Christian. That's why a Christian should not be discouraged and think that is nothing. No. Whatever happens, you must understand. If we could put a board in your back or in my back, I could put under construction.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Under construction. Bear with me. I am still under construction. That's why it's speaking about transformation. From glory to glory. From glory to glory. Do you know? They asked the prophet this question. Let me first read it, then we'll go. Romans chapter 7, 14 to 18. We know that it's a question and answers. We know that the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal, sold under sin. For that which I would do, not. For what I would, that I would not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I do, I would not. And to the law, consent to the law, that is good. Now then, it is more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me, this I cannot understand. It's a question. A brother or sister was asking. So I can't understand Romans chapter 7, 14, 18. So when I want to do good, I see that in my flesh, there is something else. Can you say amen?
Amen.
This is Paul speaking.
Amen.
The great apostle.
Amen.
After the experience of new birth.
Amen.
And the receiving of the Holy Spirit in him.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
This is not a new believer.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And Paul put it clear. I know that in me, that is in my flesh,
Amen.
Dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not.
Amen.
So this is Paul. And when they ask, the brother or sister asked the question, say, I cannot understand this. So well, they wrote out, that's Paul speaking to the Romans.
Yes,
let me just kind of polish it up so you can see. He said, in me is two persons.
Amen.
Right. One wants to do wrong. The other one wants me to do. And every time I start to do right, then the wrong hinders me. How many of you on the interviews this afternoon has run that same thing? And this morning, see, same thing. I spoke on this morning temporarily. You are an outward man, which is controlled by six senses. You are in a word man, controlled by one sense, which is faith. And this faith disagrees with all six senses. If the six senses doesn't agree with faith, but one is contrary to the other, now, as long as the six senses agree with the faith, wonderful. But when the six senses disagrees with faith, then leave the six senses alone.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
For instance, here Jesus made a statement, a promise. The inside man says that's true. The outside man reasons it can't be true to you. Then ignore the outside man and accept the inside man.
Amen.
When God speaks to you, Jesus speaks to you. All the time, there will be a fighting.
Amen.
Between one person inside of you who will say, this is not true. Maybe when I'm talking now, it's going through.
Amen. Yes,
one say it's true, one say it's not true.
Amen.
So the one who say it's not true, it's the outward man.
Amen.
Don't believe him.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Can
you say amen?
Amen?
Every time you are even in front of any situation, you'll have those two guys.
Amen.
You can, you can't. It's up to you. If you believe this one, it will happen to you like that.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So we see that you got two. Listen, that's the same thing Paul is speaking of. He was sold under the law to carnal sin. Every one of us is the same.
Amen.
That's the reason we have troubles to have married four or five times. And this and that. And all kind of sin and adulteries and everything else along in our lives is because of those things. We are carnal. And that part must perish. But then, inside we are a spirit man, soul inside.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You got a soul inside.
Amen.
And you got an outward man. who live according to the flesh. And in you, there is a soul inside that's faith in God's word. Then we bring our outside body under subjection to the word by faith, by accepting what God said. It doesn't say, sir, that we change our body, that our body is transformed. No, we are bringing our body under subjection. So, but there will come times where you won't be able to bring it under subjection, because it rebels every time. Oh, how I can take a cucumber and make a grain of wheat out of it? It's impossible for me to do it. The only way it can be is because inside that cucumber has been transmitted from a cucumber to a cucumber to a germ called wheat life. So if you put a cucumber, how we call it? I don't know if I pronounce it. Cucumber. Yeah, cucumber. It's a seed with a life inside, with a germ. But if you take that germ out and put a germ of wheat, you don't have anymore the life of cucumber inside. Amen. Now you get the life of a wheat, but in a cucumber body. Are you with me? Amen. And when you plant it, the life of wheat is inside coming up. But still, the cucumber nature outside is still there. That's what is happening with us. God is already in your soul. When you believe this message, when you believe the word, God comes and takes his abode in you. But that doesn't say that this body is changed. Then he said, but when it comes here on earth, a cucumber, the life is a wheat inside, but outside is sticky, but the nature inside is the wheat. As long as you are in this life, you are going to be sticky and have a carnal nature that's going to bother you as long as you live. But the inside of you, you are born again. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Can you say amen? Amen? So you see, brother, this is where I'm trying to bring you, to put the difference between the body and your soul. Because if you don't do that, you live under your privilege, and Satan will take every time your joy. Every time something happens to you, you think that it's you doing it, but it's your body doing it. You must understand that. Do you know, let me take an example of in the nature, in the scripture, in the life of Abraham. I think it's Paul, if I don't mistake, in Galatians, when somewhere he spoke about the son of the free woman and of a bond, and speaking about Agar and Sarah. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. They got those two women, got two different sons. And the first one, Ishmael, was an interpretation of Sarah about the promise of God. Instead of believing what God said, she spoke to her husband that, no, I think God meant that it's by Agar that you'll have that son. And Abraham believed his wife. And he went to Agar, and Agar gave Ishmael. Are you with me? Amen. And when Ishmael was born, first of all, if you notice, the name of Abraham and Sarah was not changed yet. Abraham was still Abraham. The body of Abraham was not changed yet. Another thing, Ishmael was born when Abraham was not yet circumcised. Because Ishmael was circumcised the same time with the father. So this son, Paul typifying it, is a nature, the old nature. So Ishmael is the old, your old nature, which was born without the circumcision, without a change from God. And through a misinterpretation of the word, which Satan the serpent gave to Eve in the Garden of Eden. Can you say amen? So Ishmael is the type of your old nature. Can you say amen? He was born without circumcision. And you never heard about Ishmael until Isaac was born. But check, Isaac came with the promise. Can you say amen? God first gave the promise about Isaac. He's a promised son. And Isaac, when one thing I missed is when Abraham went to Sarah, to Agar, he was still able to give life. He was still strong to give life. Are you with me? But Isaac came when the body was dead. And the womb of Sarah was dead. So it will take a miracle. Hallelujah. Of the hand, supernatural hand of God. To bring Isaac on the scene. Can you say amen? So Isaac is your new nature. And your new nature can't come in you while you are still alive. You must reckon yourself dead. No life. I can't do anything. In myself I have nothing. Oh Lord, nothing in my hand I bring. Only to your cross I cling. Can you say amen? Nothing in me. Hallelujah. You don't bring anything to God. Abraham to bring Isaac. God has to be sure that Abraham realized that this is impossible. Hallelujah. A miracle must take place. Without any miracle, Isaac can't come. The new birth is a miracle from God. Hallelujah. Where everybody failed to change you, when you fail to change yourself, can you say amen? Your cry failed to change you. You try everything. Hallelujah. Then God, by his mighty hand, his supernatural hand, comes down. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? He comes down and change you. Give you, impart into you a new life. Amen. God has to come down himself in human flesh. Hallelujah. For Isaac to come, it took the ministry of the Son of Man. God himself has to come face to face. He left his place, his throne. He left, hallelujah, his throne of the Spirit. He invites two angels with him. Let's go. The time has come to visit our friend Abraham. The promise we gave to him, this is the appointed time. Can you say amen? We know that Sarah could not wait the appointed time, but because of the faith of Abraham, the appointed time is here. Let's go down. Then he took some dust, 16 elements again, and get into it. He put one angel in one body and other one, and he was the third one. And they started walking. Amen. They were walking. Coming, visiting Abraham. Amen.
Can you say amen? Oh, I like it. God visiting his people. My. Why he came down? In Jesus Christ. Because he knew that it will take a miracle. Jehovah himself has to leave heaven. To come down and become a baby. Can you say amen? And to live among the people. The Son of Man again. Can you say amen? With Abraham here, it was the Son of Man. And Jesus, Son of Man. Again, can you say amen? He has to come down. Every time such a miracle has to happen, God must be here. So you must be happy today that God has sent to you Son of Man ministry. When you see it, you are beloved. You are elected. Can you say amen? Abraham was not the only one in the area. There was many people. Many people saw those three people. Three guys coming, walking. Maybe they greeted them. But no one could see beyond the flesh. No one could see that beyond what we are seeing, there is something else. When people look at you, they just stop at your body. But they don't know that behind this body, there is someone. There is a soul, an eternal soul. Can you say amen? Jehovah is behind human flesh, living into people as the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Everyone greeted them. How are you? Fine, okay. But when they come in front of Abraham, Abraham had that ability to catch the supernatural beyond the human flesh. Can you say amen? And I believe that God has equipped you with that ability to recognize his supernatural presence among the people. Can you say amen? Otherwise, you could not believe this message. Amen. God has to intervene where all the activities of nature was finished, brought to end. Not only he changed his name. Isaac is a son who was born after the circumcision. Can you say amen? After the name is changed. Hallelujah. Amen. And what did God put in Abraham? H-A-M. But in Hebrew, when they say Ibrahim, those days, Ibrahim, it's H-I-M. Amen. The part of Elohim. Amen. H-I-M. Amen. So it's Elohim, the part of Elohim, amen, which God put into Abraham. Amen. So God associated himself with Abraham. Can you say amen? To make him a father of nations. You can't do anything by yourself. God must be associated in your life for something to happen. Don't rely upon yourself. Don't rely upon your body. Rely upon God. Who created this body? Abraham has to believe it. And when God came, he has to do something to create the change. Abraham was believing, but the church was not believing. Sarah was not believing. So she was just waiting for them because she showed that she was not believing by Ishmael. We can see that the fruit of her faith is Ishmael, fruit of unbelief. That's the kind of faith she had. She could not believe. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But Abraham was believing.
Amen.
But if the husband is believing and the wife is not believing, nothing will happen.
Amen.
God has to bring them all
Hallelujah.
On the same basis of faith.
Amen.
So he has to come
amen.
And rescue
amen.
The unbelief, Sarah from unbelief.
Amen.
So when he came, he ate, it was nice, and then he said, where is Sarah?
Amen.
How did you know that she was not Sarai?
Amen.
All the people around,
Hallelujah.
They were still calling her Sarai.
Amen.
But this man comes.
Amen.
He was not there.
Amen.
I had a personal experience.
Amen.
Me with God alone.
Amen.
No one else was there.
Amen.
How come he knows?
Hallelujah.
If he knows that she's Sarah, it must be the same guy. Who spoke to me?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
This confirms that this is Elohim.
Amen.
Because only him knows that she's Sarah.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
God knows you.
Amen.
He can call you by your name.
Amen.
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 Now she's behind in the kitchen there, in the tent, behind you. So okay, this same time, I'll come back. And she will have.
Hallelujah.
She'll bear a son. And Sarah, far, she didn't open her mouth. She laughed, but in the heart.
Hallelujah.
I see. This is the guy who's just confusing my husband every time. Now I see he's here. All the story of baby and this and that. This is the guy. She didn't open her mouth. But the man said, why Sarah did laugh?
Amen.
And she said, I didn't laugh. She lied. Say, you lied. You laughed. When? Because maybe she said, I didn't laugh. She wanted to test. If it was just suspicion. But when the guy said, you laughed. From that time, Sarah said, I'm alone here. No one heard me. I didn't even open my mouth.
Amen.
And this man knows what happened
amen.
In me.
Amen.
Then it's God.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
From that time, Sarah believed. Can you say amen? And from that time, the change took off. From the time you believe the word of God, you might not see it, but the change has started. The translation has started in you. You are just going from glory to glory, glory to glory. Can you say amen? Don't let anything stop you. You won't feel it in the body,
yes.
But it's there.
Amen.
What you want, you have to be. You are not there yet.
Yes.
But one thing,
Hallelujah.
You are not what you used to be.
Yes.
There is a change already.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Without noticing it, we are going higher and higher, higher and higher. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Until one day, we lived. This body, will, what you say? Yeah, it will lose the sinful
Amen.
Character.
Amen.
Amen. So let's see something here. So we see that Isaac was the product. Was a son who was born after circumcision, after the name is changed, and after the change of the body.
Amen.
So everything was
supernatural from God. New birth has nothing to do with anyone. We can preach to you the new birth. We can present to you the word. But we can't give you the new birth. It will take God himself. Can you say amen? Amen. It takes God himself. God must come.
Amen.
And do it by himself.
Amen.
And it's shown here by the life, the birth of Isaac. So Isaac was born because God has to perform a miracle.
Amen.
Amen. God has to perform the impossible.
Amen.
The prophet said, the Abraham has to believe the impossible.
Amen.
So new birth, new life is also an impossible thing.
Amen.
According to human point of view.
Amen.
But with God,
hallelujah,
everything is possible.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Everything
is possible. And let's read. Can you give us Galatians chapter 4? Galatians chapter 4, verse 29. Listen. But as then he that was born after the flesh. Who's that?
Ishmael.
Ishmael. But as then he that was born after did what? Persecuted him that was born after the Spirit.
Amen.
Even so it is
now.
Even so it is
now.
Let's say praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you got your true nature there.
Amen.
Never Isaac persecuted Ishmael. So this body, this carnal, will fight you, your true nature, your soul. Every time, that's what the prophet say, you'll struggle as long as you live.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You find this, before we come back, give us Genesis 21 to find what he got it. 21, I think. Genesis 21, verse 9. And Sarah saw the son of Agar, the Egyptian. Egyptian is the world. Huh?
Yes, yes,
that's right.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So this flesh is of the world.
Amen.
An Egyptian.
Amen.
Your body is an Egyptian.
Amen.
Sorry to tell you that it's an Egyptian.
Amen.
The son of Agar, the Egyptian, which she had born unto Abraham, mocking.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Was mocking Isaac. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bond woman and her son, for the son of this bond woman shall not be here with my son, even Isaac.
Amen.
With Isaac. Can you say amen?
Amen.
This is where Paul got it when he said, the one who was born, let's come back now, Galatians, after flesh, Ishmael.
Amen.
Amen.
Was
persecuted. He was mocking. And Paul put it well. Persecuting.
Amen.
Oh my. Are you tired?
No.
Can I take some minutes now?
Yes.
Because I didn't finish yet. I want to share something before I let you go. So you see. As then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit. Even so, it is now.
Amen.
So this nature of us, it will always persecuted. It will persecute your soul. That's what Paul said. Every time I want to do good, the evil is present. Are you with me? The evil is present. So there was a conflict between Isaac and Ishmael. There will be a conflict between the new nature and the old nature. And there was an Indian in America who got the Holy Ghost. They asked him, how's chief doing? Oh, so good, so bad. Good and bad. How can you be good and bad at the same time? He said, no, there is, since the chief received the Holy Ghost, there is two dogs fighting in me. There is a white dog and a black dog fighting. Which each, and then I asked him, which dog is winning? You know, the one the chief feeds the most.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And the prophet says, you see, there is your two natures.
Amen.
It depends on the one you feed the most.
Amen.
I wanted to show you this afternoon, this morning, that although you were saved, you received the Holy Ghost as Paul. Can you say amen?
Amen.
As William Branham.
Amen.
As the chief Indian.
Amen.
There is two nature.
Amen.
Actually, it's when, if you notice, it's when Isaac was born, then the true nature of Ishmael was revealed.
Amen.
Before that, Ishmael was a nice guy. But when the new nature comes into you, then your body starts showing you things. No, I see this. Oh, I see this. Temptation. This temptation. Yes. It was there. But now you notice it because of the new nature that God has imparted in you. If there was no new nature, you could not even complain about temptation. And believers don't care.
Amen.
They enjoy sin.
Amen.
They rejoice in sin. But you not.
Amen.
Just when you see what is happening in you, it's a sign, a very sign that God is working in you. It starts revealing the old nature. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen? And Paul put it well. So the flesh in us lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh.
Amen.
Amen. But many Christians, when they see these weaknesses, they think that they are lost. Even one sister asked, Brother Abraham, I got so many weaknesses. I need the Holy Ghost. Sister Bruce, you know this story.
Amen.
She was saved.
Amen.
She had the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
She had a new birth.
Amen.
But because she noticed those weaknesses for her, it was a sign that she was lost. And the prophet said, no, you are born again.
Amen.
But she still believes, no, I'm lost. I need an experience where I can put my feet. The prophet said, I saw you through the vision.
Amen.
And God spoke to me.
Amen.
There is nothing wrong.
Amen.
You are a genuine, born again Christian.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
So the devil, if you don't know the truth, you'll still be in bondage.
Amen.
Satan letting you think that you are lost. Although you are not lost.
Amen.
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 Your new nature is the one that starts revealing your old nature.
Amen.
Because God has imparted it in you. Amen.
Amen.
Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
And Paul put it, as we read, "For I know that in me, that is my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is more that I that do it. It's no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." You see the way Paul is saying it? It's no more me doing it. It's sin doing it in me. When you come to disassociate yourself with your body, you start having victory. The carnal nature will start losing its power because now you can notice what weaknesses is there. And Paul, being a great apostle, he was not ashamed to tell us that. Paul was not ashamed that if I tell people will say, "What? A preacher like him? An apostle like him? Confessing that he got some weaknesses?" No, he said it to help us.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
I find that a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. So after the inward man, I delight in the law of God. But I see another law in my members, warring, that's Ishmael, warring against, can you maybe put, so we can read it together? I think. Roman, I think, 6 or 7. Seven. Roman 7, yeah.
Fourteen,
yeah. Go down. A bit up. Okay, we can even, no, look, go down, please. So we can, okay. Let me see, what are we? No, this one I'm reading. I found then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Yeah, that's it. I found then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Are you with me?
Amen.
This is a man with full of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
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 A prophet
Amen.
Of the age.
Amen.
The messenger of the age.
Amen.
If it happened to him, it will happen to us too.
Amen.
Go down. "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
Amen.
But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. There is no more condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walketh not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Can you say amen? "For the law of the Spirit of the life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Amen. You can continue at home. I want to finish with this example. So, what should we do? God has put things like that just to let us live with these two natures and keep saying that we are Christians? Or did he provide something for us? Why God has let us with these two natures? He could do that at our conversion. He could just take away this. Amen?
Amen.
But this is not what we are seeing here. Are you with me?
Amen.
So I want just to show you something. How we can get rid, or we can have victory in this nature.
Amen.
On this nature, I mean. Amen?
Amen?
Because God has led his secret, his mystery in the word. Let's go to Exodus 17, and I'll let you go. Genesis 17, from verse 1. The scripture is perfect. Huh? All the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink.
Amen.
Not too long ago, they were fasting against him for food. He gave them food from heaven. God drained the food from heaven. And here again, they are murmuring. They should know from Egypt that we are serving a living God.
Amen?
Amen. And this God has performed miracles from the start.
Hallelujah.
But still, they are murmuring. And here, after they got manna, now they are fasting against Moses for water. And we know that water also typifies the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So, it's a give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why charge you with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto these people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take with thee of the elders of Israel and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go. Behold, I'll stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the chiding of the children of Israel and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? You see? They fast, they murmur, and God provided water. Are you with me?
Amen.
And verse 8, straight away, after the water, the Holy Ghost, the experience of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, verse 8, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim, and Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.
Amen.
As we saw with Ishmael.
Amen. Amen.
Before Isaac was born, there was not fighting.
Amen.
There was not fighting in the house of Abraham.
Amen.
But when Isaac came, then the other nature came up. And here, when God brought the water out of the rock, Amalek came.
Amen.
Amalek again is your old nature.
Amen.
It will be manifested every time the Holy Ghost is in action.
Amen.
When the Holy Spirit comes in you, then the old nature manifests and comes to fight you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen? And God told Moses to go and fight. But Moses went up to the mountain.
Amen.
Kneeled down praying.
Amen.
This is what I want to leave with you.
Amen.
The only way we can have victory on our old nature is kneeling down.
Amen.
Praying to the Lord.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
When you pray, and the Bible says, when the hands of Moses went up,
Amen. Then
Israel prevailed.
Amen.
When the hands went down, Amalek prevailed.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So don't think that when you are saved, you are born again, you become immune. You have still to fight.
Amen.
And fight on your knees.
Amen.
In prayer.
Amen.
Pray to the Lord. If that's why Jesus said, pray.
Amen.
The scripture we read, you remember? Huh?
Watch
and pray. So that you don't fall into temptation.
Amen.
Understand now?
Amen.
Pray.
Amen.
If you pray, if your hands are up, you Israel prevail.
Amen.
And Israel is the priest of God.
Amen.
The one who fought with God.
Hallelujah.
And overcome.
Amen.
Can you say amen? And he was changed from Jacob to Israel.
Amen.
A new nature. Can you say amen?
Amen?
To prevail on Amalek, the hands must be.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And listen, this scripture, at the end, as the Moses put it, he said, let's see verse 14. Can we? Verse 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book.
Amen.
So it must be a memorial to help you to remember.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And the years. Yes, it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.
Amen.
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 This body will be completely destroyed.
Amen.
At the end.
Amen.
But before that, the Bible says, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah, our banner,
amen.
Our protection,
amen.
Our aid,
amen.
Our support.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
When you see a banner, it means victory.
Amen.
we get victory through prayer.
Amen.
You see that when Moses will lift up his hand, and Israel will prevail, and they say, and Joshua will prevail with the sword.
Amen.
Not only in prayer, with the word also.
Amen.
We listen to the word, we read the word,
Amen.
We apply the word,
Amen.
And we pray.
Amen.
Then we prevail upon this nature.
Amen.
It is there.
Amen.
If you neglect prayer, you'll become backslid.
Amen.
Even though you are born again.
Amen.
You can backslid.
Amen.
This is the proof.
Amen.
Jehovah Nissi, for he said, because the Lord had sworn that the Lord will have war
Amen.
With Amalek from generation to generation. So until the generation is finished,
Amen.
Then the war is finished.
Amen.
The day you lay down, you finish your war, your struggle here, then the war is finished.
Amen.
But as long as you are in this body, you'll have the fight.
Amen.
Understand?
Amen.
Watch and
pray.
Amen. Put that scripture for us as we are asking everyone to stand on his feet. Watch and pray.
Hallelujah.
That you enter not into the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So pray and watch. The only way we can have victory. Amen.
Amen.
If you see things of the world coming back into you, remember you have neglected something.
Amen.
You are no more in the presence of
yes.
God.
Amen.
Understand?
Amen.
When you stay consecrated yourself, the nature of your flesh lose its power.
Amen.
The inner man will be stronger and stronger
Amen.
And stronger. Can you give us some worship song before we get in the presence of God? So everyone can think upon this thing. You are not your body.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You are the inner man.
Yes, sir.
The soul.
Amen.
Yeah. Soul says yes, 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 oh Lord, my soul says yes, 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 my soul says yes, my soul says yes, 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 my Lord, my my soul says yes. My life says yes, my life says yes. Oh yes, yes, my Lord, my life says yes, yes. My heart says yes, my heart says yes. Oh yes, yes, oh Lord. God says yes, yes. My all says yes, my all says yes. Oh yes, oh yes, oh Lord, my all says yes, yes. My all says yes, my all says yes, yes. Yes, oh my Lord, my all says yes. Yes, yes. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks.
Give thanks.
With a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. Because he's given Jesus Christ, his son.
Give thanks
with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ. Let the weak say, I am
strong.
Let the poor say, I am
rich.
Because of what the Lord has
done
for us.
And now, let the weak say,
I am
strong.
Say, I am
rich
because of what the Lord has done for us.
Give thanks.
All is well with my soul. All is well with my soul.
It is well.
It's well.
When peace like a river attended my soul, when sorrows and sables roll, whatever my Lord thou hast taught me to say,
it is well with my soul.
It is well, it is well with my soul.
With my soul.
It is well,
it is well with my soul.
With my soul,
it is well.
is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the blessed of a glorious storm. My sin. My soul, it is well,
it is well
with my soul,
with my soul,
it is well,
it is well
with my soul. So it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul.
With my soul.
It is well. It is well. Blessed rest, oh my soul, it is well with my soul,
with my soul,
it is well,
it is well
with my soul.
Amen. Do you appreciate the Lord?
Amen.
More of those songs about the soul,
yes. Amen.
So that it makes us more conscious,
amen,
of our souls. Amen?
Amen.
All is well.
Amen.
Even,
amen,
if you see some weaknesses in your body, but in your soul, all is well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you know now the secret how to prevail, amen, upon this nature. Kneel down. Pray. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, watch and pray. Do you say amen?
Amen?
So don't let the devil tell that you are lost. You are not. If you were lost, you could not even see the difference.
Yes.
You could not even feel a condemnation.
Yes.
The thing that's showing you that you are not yet, that's the proof that you are saved.
Yes.
Amen. God is in you.
Amen.
So if you got a special request, just show it with your hand up. I'll pray for you before we dismiss. Lord Jesus Christ, with our hands up, though we have prayed and believing that you have answered, but also you have asked us for your prophet to show special request. I don't know which request is under this hand, this up. Down there in the heart, there is a request.
Amen.
Some for job.
Yes,
Jesus. Some for finance.
Yes, Father.
Some for health.
Mm.
Some for family problems.
Mm.
We don't know, but you know.
Yes, Father.
And you said, I've sent my word.
Amen.
And my word has healed them.
Amen.
This word is powerful.
Thank you, Lord.
It's life and spirit.
Amen.
As it went forth, we believe that you see every arm, every request. Please, Lord, grant it. You told us that whatever we ask in your name, believing that we have it, you shall give it to us.
Amen.
Now, Lord, by faith,
amen,
I claim, Lord,
amen,
all the requests,
amen,
of my brother and sister,
amen,
in Jesus Christ's name,
amen,
as your servant with the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost,
amen,
commissioning us to speak your word.
Amen.
I believe from my heart,
yes,
that you have granted,
yes,
every one of us his request,
yes,
and we'll have many testimonies,
amen,
from next week,
amen,
in for your glory, Lord.
Amen.
Now, Jesus, go with every one of us.
Amen.
Protect us on our way back, and let what we have heard be quickened in our soul,
amen,
so that we can have victory, Lord,
yes,
over the flesh. And knowing that we are more than the body,
amen,
we are the soul,
yes,
the nature of God, part of God, the life of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
As we go, every one of us, we also pray for the pastor who is in,
amen,
Poland with, amen, other brothers as they're coming back.
Amen.
We believe that we have blessed them,
amen,
and you'll keep them back safe. We'll glorify your name when we hear that they're here, Lord.
Amen.
Bring us next week in your presence again.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
So,
amen.
This song, may God bless you.
I'm not what I ought to be, I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing, not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be, God wants me to be. Give me strength as I run this race, to stay on the path no matter what I face. Jesus Christ in my heart, feel the change growing from the start. Who can bring a clean thing out of the unclean? None but Jesus Christ in your heart. Lord, make me anew. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be. But I know one thing, not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for to be God wants me to be. I feel in my life it's a two-horse race, the black and the white. Lord, I must keep peace over this race. Choice is yours, one you feed the most. He who began a good work in you is faithful to finish. His word is true. Let it in your heart, Lord, have your way. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not to be. Changing my life now that Christ is in. A picture of him they can clearly see. More I want to die, must decrease, Christ must suffer.